from 1981 when they turned up here completely unannounced and played their wellies off. And this is Greenbelt 1990.
We did Let the Day Begin. We came into the studio with all our amplifiers, no headphones, a PA system, and played it loud just as though it would be live. And we didn't want to do that again, so we went in and set up in the corner of a studio, and we wanted this album to sound the way it would sound if we came and played for you in your living room as opposed to in a big concert stage. That was the approach.
I must ask you, how did the work with Bono come about?
Oh,
how did that happen?
Well, that was really, he was there, he had arrived in town to do some work with T-Bone Burnett, who was helping out on our album, and Bono needed some people to play a demo that he was recording for Willie Nelson. He was doing a country thing, and Michael and I, being accomplished country musicians, said we'd be glad to do that. And you know, it was a lot of fun, and it was exciting to work with Bono, and he was really nice, really, you know, easygoing guy. And we had a real good time, and then Michael was playing him the song What's Happened to You, and he just said, would you like to sing on it? And he said, sure, I'd love to.
Jim and Michael, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We're going to play that track, actually, now, which we've nicked. Well, it's all very legal, really, but this is actually the first time you'll have had a chance to hear this. What's Happened to You, the call with a little bit of Bono on backing vocals. Gentlemen, thank you, and all the best for tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I think that sounds really good. That's The Call from a new album with Bono and What's Happened to You.